got a very special guest lined up next, and I'm sure a couple of you will be surprised that darting legend Wayne Mardell is on the programme. He's going to be talking about the Irish Greyhound Derby, but first we're going to talk all things darts. But we have to welcome you to the programme, Wayne.
He's back on the legend. Come on now.
I know.
Thanks very much for having me.
Yeah, I followed your career closely, obviously, growing up, Wayne. You would have been a familiar face on that, our TV screens at home, and that very popular walk-on that you had. Just tell us about your life growing up and playing the great game of darts.
Yeah, I used to go and watch my dad play. It was very good back in the kind of late 70s. And it was either going to the pub with my dad, which was, kids were allowed then. It was kind of a decent environment. It was okay. As long as you were seen and not heard, it was fine. It was either sitting in the pub with my dad or going to watch my mum do some kind of yoga. And I'm thinking, no, not for me. So I went and watched my dad play darts, and my interest started there. So, yeah, I probably started when I was kind of 9 or 10 years of age. And do you know what? Not a day goes by that I don't really think of the sport. It's been my life, and it still is.
Yeah, and tell us about your earlier days of playing the game growing up. When did you discover that you had a real good talent?
Well, it was quite early on, you know. By the time I was about probably 12 or 13, I realised that I was a lot better than the kids that I was already playing that were roughly my age or just a little bit older. By the time I was kind of 16, I was going away a couple of weekends and kind of winning £500. I'm going back to 1988, 89. So I was nicking a couple of quid out the established players' pockets, if you like. And by the time I was in my early 20s, it was a case of, do you know what, I can make a living out of this. There's not many people better than me. I was wrong.
Yeah, and you were kind of...
You got to believe.
Yeah, it was kind of a golden era as well of some real legendary dart players who were applying their trade at that time.
Yeah, it was a golden era. And do you know what? You don't even know you're involved in it when it's happening. You're just doing your thing. You're going about your business. But those were the halcyon days of darts, really. When you think about it now, it's changed so much. And of course, it's great for the players that all the money is now involved. But with that comes responsibility. With that comes professionalism. And they're doing the sport of darts really well at the moment. But yeah, I do look back fondly at the memories I have within the competing. Now it's different, of course, doing the commentary and more or less speaking for a living. But the coaching, what I do, is going well. The corporate days, working for Sky, I'm still very, very busy, and obviously my interest in dog racing as well. So it's a good life. You're not going to catch me moaning, put it that way.
Yeah, we're just going to go back to one kind of standout moment for me, Wayne, in your darting career, was that famous victory against Phil Taylor.
I don't remember that. No, of course I do. Of course I do. Yeah, what a wonderful evening that was. All my family were there, and it was a shame it didn't culminate in a world final and a world championship win, but I just have to make do with the 5 world championship semi-finalists. Unfortunately, it just wasn't to be. And every major final I was ever in, it was always that man Taylor that was scuppering me. So, yeah, there you go. And talking of Taylor, it could be Nguyen Taylor's night, couldn't it?
Yeah, let's go on about the Irish Greyhound Derby. Look, I've been following you closely on Twitter now for quite some time, and I seen you last week. You were tweeting about the Irish Greyhound Derby. Where did the interest start for greyhound racing come, Wayne?
Well, I used to live in Romford, and I would probably say that for about 10 years, I went every Monday, Wednesday and Friday. And Friday night was always the open races, and there's many a good dog that's been over there. Westmead Merlin being my favourite greyhound of all time. I see that win in 96 over Romford. But yeah, that's where it peaked. And I've always been interested. So from an early age, kind of 17, 18 years of age, I've always been a greyhound lover. I love them as dogs, as pets, but also as competing beasts.
Yeah, they sure are that, and we've seen some amazing performances over the last couple of Saturday nights in Shelburne Park. You touched on Newen Taylor there, another greyhound with flying early paces, Pistana. I would imagine you've enjoyed them performing over the last couple of weeks, Wayne.
Yeah, very much so. We all love those. We all love someone or a dog that can really ping the lids. Can just you can't take your eyes off them, can you? So come finals night, we know that we're going to be watching 6 and 4. You're going to watch both traps, aren't you? It's like, right, who's out first? Who's out first? And who's going to get a run? Is Cooper going to scupper 6? Is Pistana going to cut in too quick? But they're the traps you'll watch on lid rise. Then after lid rise, you end up watching others, don't you? You're like, Wild's got a clear, or Kalar Icon's got a clear. They could pick dogs up. But like, I'm fascinated with dog racing because they're such like human beings. They have traits, but they're unpredictable.
Yeah, we've got a couple of perfectionists in the final. It's like, I suppose, Michael Van Gerwen on his A game. Yeah. What's going to win the final on Saturday night, Wayne?
Well, do you know what? I really think that Ballymac Wild's got a big run. I really think that if it doesn't win, I think it will come second. I really do. Look, Pistana and Newen Taylor. Newen Taylor for me is the dog to beat. I really do believe that. I think it's a bit stronger than Pistana. Not that it'll overtake it, but I just think that if they both turn together, I think Newen Taylor wins it. And do you know what? I'm not convinced that Pistana's run himself out of form. I know it was a great run in the semi-final, but I just looked at the time. The time was not good. And do you know what? I really thought at one point that not it was going to be picked up by Wild, but Wild was getting closer. Wild was getting closer. I'm not convinced with Pistana. I'm really not. So I'm going a Ballymac Wild Newen Taylor reverse forecast.
I like your style, Wayne. We'll be looking forward to that on Saturday night. I'm sure you'll be looking forward to it as well. And I'm sure we'll be seeing you back on the Sky Sports screens in the near future. Whatever us dart lovers have to look forward to in the coming months.
Yeah, look, thanks for having me. And yeah, darts is back on with the Grand Prix that should have been in Dublin. Unfortunately, because of the pandemic that we're all part of, it's going to be in Coventry. So bang goes my week of golfing.
Good stuff. Give us one dart player who we should be watching out for in the coming months.
Well, oddly enough, that brings me on to Gerwyn Price, the Welshman, who he had a dog in the Irish derby. Did you know that?
I did know that. I've been following Gerwyn as well on Twitter there, and I've often seen him post.
Yeah, Grand Slam champ. It got through the first round. Runs on a bit. Look, do you know what? He's the man to beat at the moment. He's playing beautifully. And between him, Michael Van Gerwen and Peter Wright, they seem to have every tournament sewn up. Looking outside those three, not a clue.
Brilliant as always, Wayne. Look, you're a fantastic character. And as I said, we'll be watching the darts closely as well in the future. And great to have you on the show today.
No, thank you. Thank you.